The hustler does not waste time. Somebody with talent, somebody with connections, somebody with some education and some experience, oftentimes they waste time. They feel like they can afford to. They feel like they have permission to, right? They feel like they've got it figured out. The hustler says, I don't have a second to waste. And so while you're sleeping, while you're being entertained, I'm beating on my craft. The hustler says, I'm beating on my craft. The hustler says, I'm going after it. The hustler says, I can't afford to miss this moment. I can't afford to overlook this critical time, this crucial opportunity. I'm going to give it everything I have, period. When you've got this hustler's mentality, you're not looking for a handout. You just know you have to outwork everybody in the room. You got to put the work in after hours. You're not wasting your time being entertained. You're not wasting your time watching TV all day. You're not wasting your time complaining about what you don't have. The hustler has already come to the conclusion that if they don't have something, they have to become. It's not connections that wins. It's not even education that wins. I can be inundated with information. I can be educated, but with no application. The hustler moves in a different realm of wisdom, a different realm of application. They're going after it. Everything that they have is on the table. The hustler is going to outwork everybody in the room. The hustler says, if me and you are on the treadmill, two things are gonna happen. Either you're going to get off first, or I'm gonna die trying to beat you, right? Because I'm completely sold out to the dream, the vision that I'm carrying. The hustler's mentality within the context of entrepreneurship is, I am totally committed to this. I am totally committed to this. The difference between game changers and city shakers and influencers and disruptors and the people that just talk about it, people that just dream about it, have visions about it, fill notebooks about it. The difference between the two, number one, is that they are absolutely clear on what it is that they've been called to do and what it is they've been called to build and who it is they've been called to become. In order to really lock in the hustler's mentality, you must understand the distinctives that really make a hustler a hustler. Number two, a hustler is committed and consistent. So this is not a Monday through Friday thing. It's a Monday through Monday thing. Every single day, I'm beating on my craft. Every single day, I'm looking to become more than I was yesterday. I am not in competition with anybody. The hustler says the only person I am competing with is who I used to be yesterday. You may not have been born with natural talent, but you can put work in and build a skill set. You can be on your craft every single day. Put the hours in. No days off mentality. As long as you're building, I'm gonna put the hours in, I'm gonna put the time in. There are life-changing opportunities that are going to arise in your life. Critical moments, crucial times that are gonna arise. And the first thing on a hustler's radar is not the opportunity, it's the mindset. Because if I get the opportunity with the wrong mindset, I won't maintain the opportunity. I'll lose it. And the hustler understands the power of retention, okay? So the hustler eliminates distractions. Your talent, your good looks, your connections, your education, your experience is just not going to get you. The hustler is just programmed to get things other people can't have. Every single day somebody's doing something you're not willing to do to secure the future. And so when you go into the day with that mindset, that list will shrink. The list of people that are outworking you, it'll shrink. So you got to dedicate to creative time. You need an army to fulfill destiny. So you got to be connected. You got to grow your network. And all that you do, and your failures and your successes, learn from them. Note takers are the money makers. Hustlers, take notes. It's difficult to manifest what is not written down. Put me in a room with 100 people. I'm going to take more notes than them. I'm going to listen better. I'm going to have more fun. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to talk less. And so the movement that we see across the earth From the high achievers, the successful entrepreneurs, those who are launching businesses and organizations, it all starts with their mindset, their mentality. There's a difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. The psychology of a champion is just different. Hustlers are just wired differently. And that's the difference between really a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. The hustler's mentality is, how can this challenge be my opportunity? And what can I learn? The fixed mindset says this challenge is a speed bump. It's a roadblock, it's a barrier, it's a wall, it's a lid, it's a label, and I can't move forward. And so I'm just going to settle. The hustler thinks differently. So before we see the movement of a hustler, the end result, the end game, their objectives, their targets, and their aims executing, all roads lead back to the mentality. If you're going to win, fight for your future, you're going to have to prepare your mindset for the workload. Whatever it is that you're setting out to do is going to require a different version of yourself that comes with a different mentality, a different set of habits, period. So you got to prepare your mindset for what it is that you're going after. You can't be afraid to change. You got to beat on your craft every day. You got to be able to recognize what's working and what's not working. Contrary to popular belief, they say never have a plan B. A hustler always has a plan B, right? Because if plan A tanks, I got to keep moving. There's no excuse. I don't have permission to stop. The hustler's mindset is that if I'm going to have something, I've got to first become something. And so hustling can't be a weekend thing, right? It can't be, I'm going to do it this Friday. I'm going to do it Monday. Okay, I'm motivated on Monday. Hustling is a mentality. It's a code of conduct. It's a government. It's a lifestyle. This is what I do every single day. And I don't have an on and off switch. And we're dealing with the future, the conversation of the future, the conversation of launching a successful business, an enterprise, an organization. All roads lead back to your mindset, your mentality. The way that you see this thing is going to determine your future. A lot of people want to lose weight. A lot of people want to see transformation. A lot of people want to see something different. But right, I can't think muscles. I can't be connected to somebody popular or influential or who is affluent and then just get muscles. Like if I don't put the work in, I'm not going to have muscles. And so the hustler knows how to prioritize their time. The hustler knows how to lock in. You gotta lock in. You have to put the hours in. You may have to raise children, cultivate your marriage, and work your side hustle all at the same time. Everybody knows, if you don't go to the gym, if you don't get on the treadmill, put the cardio in, if you don't hit the weights and lift, you're not going to walk around with the physique that you see in your head. It's going to remain a conversation, a vision, a dream. How do you manifest what you see in your head to hold it in your hand is that you got to have that hustler's mentality. That's just the truth of the matter. I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. We got to get this. If you're going to manifest in your hands what you see in your head, then you got to have the courage, the confidence, the self-belief, and the self-determination. Go out every single day and make it happen. If you have to listen to this 1,000 times, understand how hustlers are wired, the psychology of a champion. Just keep moving, keep hustling, keep grinding until you no longer have to introduce yourself.